But Mitzia, Perches Mishnetes, Hamaske Bayis Lachaveri V'Nofal. We made reference to this a few Mishnayis ago. Legabi, the Shibud of a Maske to replace something that breaks in the middle of the term of Schirus. So here we have the case Mufurush, where not with something, the door, the handle, the electricity goes, but the house itself fell down. Reuven rented out a house to Shimon. The house fell in. Chayev Lahamed Loi Bayis is Mukhiv to provide him with another house, to rebuild either this house or to provide him with another house. Now, Lekoira, Reuven rented out to Shimon this house. So the answer is, well, we made reference that there's a Masker Bayis Zeh. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Masker Bayis Tam. Bayis Ani Masker Lecho. So he has to provide him with living quarters. Okay, if it's not this one, either rebuild this one or provide him with another one. But Bayis Zeh, if it fell down, the masker doesn't have to replace. Of course, the soicher doesn't have to pay the masker for time that the house is unusable. This is the opinion of the Rambam, the Ritva, and other Rishonim. The shita of Rashi would seem to be that, no, we take this to the furthest conclusion. And by Bayis Zeh, we see that the masker gave the soicher the house, which means that the soicher is the owner of the house as far as the usage of the next year is concerned, which we called before Schirus Memka Leyoima, but Mamish Adak Tzei. That would tell us that this is the same thing as Reuven selling a house to Shimon. The house collapsed after that. Could Shimon go back? As long as it wasn't a Mekach Tois and the house wasn't faulty. It was just a mikra. There was an earthquake. The house fell down. So is there any Havamina that the Koiner, the Leker, could go back to the Moicher? No, sold is sold. So over here also, sold to sold, schirus is a sale. So again, this is another stark example of how far to take schirus mem kaliyema. Like we've said, there's different ma'amakayimus in this chakira. We said over before, the k'tayis and the sivis and shin yud gimel shin yud dalid is a ma'amakim this inyan. The other ma'amakim that's bavust is the k'ayvitz ha'oritz from Rabbi Chanon in Yevomis and Simen Nun Gimel, discusses this chakira back and forth. So over here, this Machlek Sushen certainly seems to indicate this type of raid. Hoyakoton lo yasenu godl. Here we're talking about something else. In the house being falling down and he has to shtalm to another house. Let's say the house that fell in is a small house. And now the masker wants to rebuild it. He sees an opportunity. He has the land. You're rebuilding anyway. So now he's going to rebuild it bigger. So I could say, I rented a small cozy house. I don't want to have to pay more expenses for heating, for upkeep, etc. I want the house the way I rented it. Godol, lo yasenu koton, that all of us would agree. If he had a big, spacious house. Now, the maskir built this house 30 years ago when he had a house full of kids. Now, the maskir, the owner of the house, he went through, he rented it out for 2 years, but ultimately he's going to go back to the house. He doesn't want to rebuild it to have that much room. He wants a small, he wants to downsize. Instead of selling his house and buying a small Dirula in Lakewood, what he's going to do is now he has an opportunity. He'll rebuild the house smaller. Yeah, but the Soicher has a Shibud that's Mechayv the Masker to provide him with the same house. So if he can provide him with a different house and rebuild this house to his specification, but if he wants to give him this house, it's going to have to be built the way the Soicher has a Shibud on. Lo yasenu shnayim. Echod lo yasenu shnayim. If there was one house, he can't turn it into two rooms, that is. We're not talking over here about dividing the house and renting it out to two people. You're only going to give them half the house. He had a big room, and now he's going to divide it. A bayis normally was one room. So he wants to divide it into separate rooms. Shnayim lo yasenu echad. The converse is also true. The way he rented it, that's the shibud. Lo yivchois me'achaloinos. He has to give it to him with that amount of windows. Lo yosiv alein elamidashneim. He's not allowed to add on more windows, unless they're both maskim. Windows, the mylet lets an ear. On the other hand, then you have to pay for more heating. So the shibud is the way the shibud was created on the original house. He has to either replicate it or he has to rebuild this one. Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. Have a kabel sodom echaveroi. We're learning now the halochos of two people having not a rental on a house. This is what's called kablonus. Reuven owns a field. Reuven's not a farmer. He has a field that he yashened. He has a field that he invested in. He has a field that he's not interested in working on. He does have fields, but he's working on a bigger piece of land. So what he does is he gives He uses the fields as a money making. Either he could rent it out, and the soicher could plow the field kedarkoi, or what he could do is what, like a sharecropping arrangement, what's called arisus or kablonus, where the tenant pays a certain amount of the crops of the field to the owner of the field. That's his profit. The profit of the Baal Bayis is that he gets a certain amount of the crops. There's two ways this could work. An oris pays a portion, either lemechza, leshlish, lerviyah, the Gemara says, depending, of course, on how easy the field is to work, what the expenses are, what the expected outlay expenses, work level, and, of course, profit level is. The other way to do it is what's called chakirus. Chakirus, he pays him a certain amount, not a percentage. He pays him 10 bushels of potatoes, 20 bushels of apples, whatever it is. What does the soicher have to do? There's two ways to harvest the field. One is you just go with a sharp, a sickle, and you chop the sheaves of wheat that grew. And that cuts off the wheat. It's pretty easy. It's just slicing straight through. It does leave a certain amount, the bottom part of the wheat or whatever, the corn that's growing in the ground. There's an upside and a downside to that. The upside is that then the stalks, the bottom part, decomposes before next year, and it provides nutrients, like zevel, to give the field nutrients for next year's planting season. So the masker, if he was renting it out for one season because he went abroad, so he wants the field to be ready for him for next year. So he might want that. On the other hand, there's a downside, is that if he cuts what's called akira, not ktsira, cuts out the total growth, then the bottom part, which is not roi l'achila, could be used to feed to behemoths. Again, there's a mile and a chasarn. So, what do we assume the contract is? Whatever the minigam mokum is, which is a cloud that we've had over and over again. Mokum shenogu liktsor yiktsor, lakor, to cut it out at the root, which is harder work, but there might be milas to it, yakor. Lachosh achrov. This is another discrepancy of minig. After harvesting the field, there are weeds in the field that could take up energy from the. It's not good for the field long term. So there are those that used to, when the ground was in that state, they would then be chayush the field. Some places don't have that minig. So again, is he mechayiv to clean up of being chayush la'akrav or not? Hakol k'minig ha'medina. K'shem shechol k'mitvua. The same way they have an agreement, lemechza l'shlish l'rviyah and the tvuah, kacholkim b'teven u'bekash. The chelik that we spoke about, the bottom, which is closer to the ground, which is not roi l'achila, the mice said it's valuable. Use it as hay, for straw, for fuel. Kishem shacholkim b'yayin. Here we're talking about not wheat, corn, barley growing in a field, we're talking about a vineyard. So there's the yayin, there's also the vines that grow, the zmoiris are the vines themselves, bakonim are the branches. When one cuts harvest, so you can leave the vine in the ground, that's some kerem, but there's definitely growth that gets cut off. It's also valuable because it can be used as fuel. The kanim is the poles, a vineyard is held, it's called a trellis, is held on sticks in order that it shouldn't go on the ground. That's what ruins the grapes. So those sticks are also valuable. So is that part of the investment over here that's nischalik between the parties? The minik says that the same way they're chalik in the yayin, they're chalik also in the zmeris of a konim. Who shneim misapkim es a konim? Who has to pay for the konim in the first place? The assumption is that that's an expense which is mutl on both of them. Actually, the Rav explains that what from the Gemara, that what the Mishnah means to explain is that the reason why the Oris and the owner of the field split the Konim is because the expense of providing the Konim is mutl on both of them, so therefore they obviously split it. So that's the finale over in the Mishnah, but really everything is totally in the Minik.